Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here. Thank you all so much for giving to our Patreon. I'm hanging out with Henry Zabrowski.
Yeah, all right.
Well, speaking of little demons, today's episode, we're going to be focusing on, one of cinema's most favorite dolls,
yeah.
Chucky, specifically the stars behind sci-fi's television series, Chucky, Alex Vincent, and Christina Lise. Thank you both so much for being on the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good, good.
Doing good. We did something for Shudder where we were asked about like various horror icons and blah, blah, and Chucky came up. You're the OG. And Christine, like, were you a Chucky fan?
No, I hadn't seen it.
Damn. But it's like, how is it crazy? Because first of all, one thing I like about Chucky is that he changes. He grows. He's not like everybody else, right? Where he really is, he changes over the years. He has a lot of sex.
He
Which
does.
I think is interesting for a horror icon. He is the one that is like, because he's not an incel, like Mike Myers essentially is. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, wow. Michael Myers doesn't have the internet. He can't even be an incel.
I don't know. But how is it now, like being with Chucky this far, like on his journey? Like now it's just like you are like is there something about like why did you come back, Alex? Like why did you want to do the series? Like what was it about it like brought you back? Like, and also like, again, what is it about him that's like fun to be around? Is he fun to be around?
Yeah, despite the torment he's caused, he's rather charming, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's what he's kept you guys along for the ride as long as I have been. So yeah, he finds his way into your psyche, I guess, and makes you do what he wants. We all say Chucky's the boss, and I think it proves true time and time again.
Yep. What's that like then when you're acting alongside this? I'm gonna blow it up here a little bit. He's a puppet.
Fuck you.
So what's that like, Christine, when you're working alongside a puppet there, and then you have to get all emotional?
Well, I mean, my character hasn't had a lot of big, heavy emotional work to do. But I always say it's not much different from working with a real actor because it's all fake. It's all acting. And way harder than working with a doll is doing a love scene with an actual actor. So the only difficult thing about the doll is that he's complicated and takes a bunch of puppeteers to get right. That's increasingly easy as the decades have worn on. But the real thing, and Alex has said this before too, if you're in a scene in frame with him, if he gets the scene, if he nails it, they're going to use that one whether you nailed it or not. So you have to be on your game all the time.
Yeah. And does Chucky have any massive breakdowns? I know Christian Bale, and he's a very talented actor, but he says, get out of the shot. God damn it. What are you doing with the boom mic? Is Chucky a bit of a diva?
I wish Brad would record shit like that just to entertain us on set.
Of course.
That would be incredibly entertaining for us. But, no, Chucky's he's surprisingly well-behaved.
That's unfortunate. Honestly, I was kind of expecting more from him. I was expecting more of him being like, well, this guy's a fucking, he's a problem. Like a Vincent D'Onofrio.
He comes very prepared. So.
And the attitude on a set is it trickles down from the top, and the top is Don Mancini, who is this sort of warm godfather presence. So in between scenes, is disappointing as it may be to fans, Chucky's quite reserved and a team player.
I mean, is it ever scary though? It reminds me of it was the Nightmare on Elm Street. I think maybe New Beginning, whatever. It starts, it's very meta, right? Where they're making a Freddy movie and then all of a sudden the hand begins to go crazy. Do you guys ever freak out a little bit? What if shit does go haywire? What if Chucky comes alive? Is there any moment making a horror series where you actually get a little bit scared, or is it pretty lighthearted?
I mean, I sure hope I never get to a place on set where I feel like this could be real enough that I'm in danger. That would mean more that my mind has snapped over anything else. But no, it's always fun. You know, we are a family in so many ways. So even if there was any possibility of things being scary, we have each other to comfort
one
another. So there's none of that.
That leads me to this question, Alex. So it's like when you were a kid and you first step on set, right? When you were doing this, like, what is it like as a kid, I think it's interesting that a lot of times with these monster movies, if children are involved, the monsters are either very separate from them. Like, you know, like the famous story with Kubrick where he like kept Danny like separate. Like he was like, he didn't let him really know that it was scary and shit like that. Or like, or the monsters are separate or they're much bigger than you. It's weird to have something that's your size, I imagine. But what is that like as a kid stepping onto a horror set? Like that's actually pretty extreme, like in terms of violence.
Yeah, it didn't feel that way, though. I thought it was remarkably cool how they can make this doll work and make it look real. And I knew that was our objective, to make it look real for the audience. So, yeah, there was none of that. Luckily, I had a very good understanding of what we were doing and what was in front of me.
But that's evolved, too. I mean, you know, 1988 and 2022 are very different eras. And in season one, in the scene where Andy and Kyle show up for the first time as those census takers, and Andy blows Chucky's brains out onto Kyle's face, we didn't do that. Everyone thinks Chucky is CGI. He's not. He's always a practical puppet.
Yes. But
CGI is another thing that people don't expect, like painting the puppeteers out of the frame. And also, we spared that little girl that gore. We CGI'd that blood. I had to pretend getting hit in the face with something where nothing was hitting me in the face in order specifically to spare that little girl that visual. So
that's so cool. I know as a little boy, I was like obsessed because we used to make shit as little kids. Like as soon as we got a VHS camera, right? We were already making little horror movies as little. I remember just love getting drenched in fake blood. It was my favorite, but it was
marinara sauce. They were playing meatball.
We were Italian.
Henry was the meatball, and it was called marinara games.
Used to love it. It is kind of funny how, like, it is nice, obviously, but then I feel like you can find a bent to a child. Like, I feel like Alex is, like, also that type. It's like that thing where I was a macabre little boy that was just like, yeah, that's why I loved horror movies as a little kid.
It was more playful than that, honestly, at that age. You know, it was just an exciting, fun thing to do. So I didn't really look into it that deeply. Yeah. I didn't have that kind of reaction to any of it.
Have you enjoyed have you enjoyed the culture around Chucky, horror in general? I know Henry and I are massive fans of the horror community, and we just find them to be like the sweetest. They're sticky in more ways than one. But they stay with projects, they stay with the characters they love, and they're extremely loyal. Have you guys enjoyed, I don't know, just having this kind of great eclectic group of weirdos as fans?
Who wouldn't enjoy that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sometimes I think Jamie Lee Curtis is just yelling at us. Sometimes I saw her at Comic-Con, and I think that Jamie Lee Curtis is just sometimes very mad at us. And I don't know why.
I can't speak to that, but I can say that somebody told me recently that they saw her being interviewed and saying that if it hadn't been for the first Halloween, she probably wouldn't have become any kind of a success as an actress. And that she was choked up when she was retelling that sort of sentimental story. So I don't know that she's, you know, I don't know what you saw, but she's come back to do, you know, three subsequent films. So she obviously doesn't have she doesn't have solamente negative feelings for Michael, you know?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. It's just the con. Like, I just like the cons. You do cons, right? Like, you guys go to like, because that's like my favorite like place where you could see the actual appreciation. And it's kind of crazy when somebody shows up and they've had since 88. They know it in and out. Like, is that type of thing? Like, do you feel like you end up getting quizzed by fans that are like, do you remember blah blah blah? And you're like, man, I was a child.
We don't get to walk too far away from it. So we're reminded constantly of things anyway. So the time gap is shortened because of that reason. But yeah, they generally know more than we do.
Yeah.
But that's their job. It's not your job to know everything. You just have to go and bust your ass and know all the lines and do everything and sell the story. But they love to do that stuff.
Yeah, I love it for them.
Rather than being grilled on what's already been, part of the Chucky canon, they want to know stuff that fills in the blanks. Like what happened to Andy between, military school and Curse, and what happened to, how did he get out of the insane asylum and cult, and what's Kyle been doing, and questions about that.
Do you ever just make it up and just be like, well, he became a gigolo for a little while. Yeah. He actually went to Australia and became part of Australia's Thunder Down Under, because you could mess with these people.
That's what that would be, though. That would be messing with them, and that's unkind. Yeah. I don't want to be a dick.
Oh, they'll love it. They love the idea of a stripper, Andy.
Well, you have to do a, you have to just have probably some form of bio. Like, yeah, honestly, that's a good question. What happened? What did you do? Like, how do you inform that later on? Like, is that now, do you get to have input with the writers of the show? Like, do you get to go and say like, hey, I think maybe this is happening, or like, how did we get here? Like, are you answering questions for them? Do they even ask you, or are they telling you?
I mean, they don't really ask, but there is some collaboration in that. I mean, you know, there are writers on this show beyond just Don, but the relationship between us and Don is really where we get our sense of collaboration, because we do inform him our feelings on certain things. And if he suggests a path, we chime in on it and say how we feel about it. And that could alter the direction a little bit. I mean, it's his show in every way, but at the same time, we do have some say, sure.
Yeah.
We don't have access to the writers at large. You know, there's many of them, but we don't have any kind of access to them. We do have access, fortunately, to Don, though. So,
yeah, and at least he probably, because he must remember a little bit, but like, it's like, you were a child. You were a little child when I found you. And you're like, you have to like be able to be like, he must at least be like, okay, at least something happened to you that was cool, right? It wasn't just like you weren't just a janitor for 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do something. I mean, janitors can be cool, just depends on whether or not they give the kids booze or not.
I kind of look like a janitor in this season, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. You do, which is fucking, and you're like, great. Now this is my acting job. That is kind of funny when it's like your acting job is a menial job. Like, you're on the act, you're on set, and you're like, I think I'm just a cashier now.
Luckily, I haven't been diminished quite that far yet.
Well, we do love our cashiers, no doubt about that. Have we thought about bringing Chucky to space? Because I feel every horror franchise, at some point, you got to go to space. And I could see him just doing great up there.
That sounds like jumping the shark pretty hardcore to me.
No,
the spaceman is bringing a space family up there to the moon, and then he buys a doll for the kid, and then now all of a sudden Chucky's on the moon.
I don't know about that.
Go ahead, Alex.
No, I do like the idea of battling Chucky in a confined space like that. Like, that would offer.
Confined is the moon.
Yeah, I don't think the moon or
The ISS. If he is terrorizing the ISS, that's kind of funny. Like, if he does get up there, if they try to find a way, or like you harness Chucky's ability to not need oxygen, and you be like him and a bunch of other robots. Like, he gets in with a bunch of robots, and it's him versus robots. We talked to the head of Shudder.
Boom.
3 days ago, and I'm gonna try to get this in there.
I think this is exactly why we're glad that Don Mancini is the sole mastermind behind Chucky.
This is what happens. Okay, question. Chucky versus Leprechaun.
Answer.
Who wins?
Not going to happen.
The most obvious pairing, you guys. Come on now.
Well, I'm saying them versus each other. Them fighting each other.
Well, I mean, I think that's a difficult thing because, of course, the Leprechaun is sentient, has a little bit more mobility, and has magical powers. Chucky is powered by pure hatred for Big Toy.
Don't undermine the power of hatred.
I know.
True.
I like playing with these ideas of throwing these kids. Like, you know, it's fun to do, especially because it's Chucky. I guess now it's really just about, like, you guys have done a very good job of keeping it grounded, which I think is why Cult of Chucky was really good. Is because it's a really it's why it's living. It's not jumping the shark. It's like Jason X was dumb, but it was like, again, it was just like, it was like back in the day when they used to do big summer horror movies in the theater and you'd go and see it and it was fun. We're like, to keep something alive, you have to keep it. It has to have a base that it can attach to.
I agree. And I think that that's the magic of the staying power of Chucky. These other franchises have been so sort of hijacked by multiple people over the decades that there's nothing precious to protect anymore. It can be reinvented with abandon. And that's not true of the Chucky franchise.
No, they haven't thrown it away. And he hasn't just sold it out either. Like, I got some good Chucky merch or whatever. As you can see, you got Chucky's behind you. I got a Chucky behind me. It's the same. Like, that's not it. But there's something about, like, he understands implicitly, like, Chucky's a guy.
Well, it's saying a lot that it's another great testament to Don, I think, that you're saying that Chucky is grounded, but we have Glenn and Glenda and Jennifer Tilly and Tiffany, and the whole thing is based on a doll possessed by a voodoo hex, which is also incredibly absurd. But that it can still be considered as grounded is really miraculous.
Again, because it's not going to space, unfortunately, Kissel. Because yeah. I do think I think that there's a fun world where he could go to space. Sure. But I also think that it's nice. If you're going to do it for 8 episodes, it's hard to have him be in space.
Well, I'm just happy he turned into such a family man, and as a father,
he became trad. Like, that was the thing. He became deeply traditional in a way that the modern family is also chasing these days.
What characteristics do you think, what stands out as far as why he is so iconic? And is there any inspiration in Chucky? Do you guys, like, you know, I live in a world where I think that Leatherface is just trying to defend his family. I think Jason Voorhees just loved his mother and they killed her. And they killed him. Is there any redeeming quality to Chucky? Obviously, he has a very sick, dark sense of humor. But is there anything in there that, like, one of the reasons that we like him is because at some point he kills someone that you don't like. And you're like, today, Chucky, not so bad. Like, anything cool, anything good about him?
He's homicidal, not homophobic.
Yes, that's true. Not homophobic. True.
His humor does save his evil ways in some respects. He's charming. You know, he's charming. He can make you laugh. He can make you laugh while he's murdering you. And that's a rare quality.
I'm just glad you guys are keeping it. Can I ask one last question? Brad Dourif, what is he like? He's one of my favorite actors of all time.
Yeah, Brad's awesome.
I love him. Like, I'm so glad that they got him back in there. Fiona's also fantastic. She got the DNA.
Yes. Yeah, if you want a quick insight into how awesome or what Brad's like, watch Alex and my 2-part interview with him on our podcast on Chucky Talks. We did a 2-parter with him that I think could give you a nice insight into who he is as a person.
Cool. All
right. Yeah, he's obviously they're both brilliant. And their passion for what they do is, you know, really comes through. And yeah, we're very, very lucky to have him holding this all together, you know, with the character that you guys love to hate and hate man. The way you do.
I just love to love him, man.
I love to love him too.
I love Chucky, man. And I think that it's really, again, it speaks to it's kind of why I like what they did with Phantasm. Like, it is funny with Phantasm about how, like, it's the same cast.
It's awesome.
Doing the same movies. That it's like there's something about it where there's a familiarity. It feels like you're at home watching it. It is funny that they're all still supposed to be like 37, you know, where like they keep just kind of slightly aging them, which I was like, which is hilarious. But it's, you know, there's something about that I love that we get to be a part of it.
And are you guys, as far as obviously we know Chucky from film, and now he's the star of a television series. Does the medium of television, does that change at all? Does that help Chucky? Does that help your experience with just sort of telling the story? You have a little bit more time now, and it's not, you know, just 90 minutes and done. What do you guys think? How has he transitioned into television as a character?
I think it's great that it's opened up that much time for us to explore so much more. You know, we've put out more content for duration wise in the last 2 years than we have 32 years combined before it. So, you know, when you have a brilliant writer like Don and his team, giving them that much space to work with is an awesome thing that we're incredibly happy that we got that opportunity to do that. Hopefully we get to continue to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it just opens up so much, not just storytelling space, but space for characters. I don't think that, you know, Alex or I or Glenn and Glenda potentially that, you know, would have so much time on screen if there were only 90 minutes to contain it. This is, you just need that much real estate to do any service for that many characters, you know?
It's just crazy that the story got that thick. that's the best
it's
part.
Awesome.
It's like, I feel like there is a way through. What this show is showing us is for other big horror icons, where like these type of thing, where they're thick. That's why they've lived so long. Like, I guess my one thing is like, I wonder where the next one's coming from. Like, I haven't seen a new horror like that style of icon in a minute. I guess Hatchet is the Victor Crowley was the closest to it. Like, I wonder why we ain't making movies like that anymore. Like, in terms of that, like a central character like that, that is so deep.
Because it's a rare thing. You know?
It's rare.
Yeah.
Yep. It's rare to get people hooked, just like Chucky has.
When you were making though, like in the original Chucky, like, is there any vibe to that? Were they all like, was it one of those things where like, oh, we're making a movie, or like, they're all like, we might got something special here with this little guy?
No, you never know. I'm the first one. I had no idea. Sure.
It's also just so funny. If you would look at hindsight, just be like, it's a killer. Okay. Hear me out. A serial killer dies, right? Blood goes into a doll. The doll's possessed, kills a bunch of people. You never know what's going to work. And the fact
that...
It used
to be slightly easier to make movies. Like, it's just like, because you could just pitch that in a room. Some guy's like, yep.
Well, they gave it a shot.
It was easier to make movies because the studio system has changed so much too. Yeah. So you used to be able to make a $13 million movie. You can't now. So it has to be a $300 million movie or a TV show. There's just no room for the smaller stuff to get any kind of traction.
And you got some asshole suggesting that you should bring Chucky to space. So here you go. It's difficult out there.
He's not an executive. You know what I mean? We're not executives. We're just here. We're like you, man. We're foot soldiers for horror. Listen, we're just trying.
Sharknado exists and it's a huge hit. So
it's huge. Huge. There's like five sequels.
I'll take some Sharknado. Alex Vincent, Christina Lease. Check out the sci-fi fantastic television series, Chucky. Thank you both so much for being on the show. You guys are wonderful.
And
just the best of luck. I hope you guys are safe and happy and healthy, and the show continues to go on forever.
Thank you so very much.
Fifth season space. Fifth season golfing competition. Golfing competition.
I could actually see Chucky killing someone at a putt-putt. I could see a putt-putt.
Miniature golf, Chucky? Yeah.
A putt-putt golf course death scene would be fucking awesome. Anyway, all right, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, guys.
Live from your grave.
All right, there was our conversation with Christine and Alex of Chucky.
It's really good. I feel like also now, because the first season, they did it during quarantine, and then, like, there was like not as much Chucky, but now Chucky's all up in it. And now I like, because again, I'm one of those. I was like, just more Chucky. Like,
more
I'd
Chucky.
Have Chucky. I would have Chucky doing like Mad Men. You know what I mean?
Put Chucky
like
in everything.
Nothing else has changed. And it's Chucky as John Hamm.
Why not? Yeah, my friend worked on that show. There was a lot of ins and outs. A lot of people, the entire department got COVID that was working on Chucky.
Oh, yeah. No.
So
it
that was
very
like
difficult.
The whole thing. But anyway.
It was very, very difficult.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this interview. I don't know if they liked us, but you know what? Hey, we're out here. We like ourselves. And that's all that matters.
Everyone,
hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody.
Just trying to be ourselves, man.
Yeah, stop it.
It's a struggle. I don't like me. I dislike me.
I know.